In a salute to first responders, hospital workers, and local police officers, the third Hold the Line Foundation hockey game ended with net results. Rockland Police Officer Mark Noda was among those who took part in the game.
Oh, it's awesome. I've been out there in a long time. I got Charlie Coyle in the bench with me, being around a lot of pros. It was a really cool event.
And skating for the first time in about 15 years.
Did you score a goal?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
Beginner's luck. I think the puck hit my stick.
Boston Bruins goalie Jeremy Swayman was one of the coaches for the event.
I'm super happy that the boys invited me out here. I mean, obviously law enforcement is the reason why society is the way it is today. It keeps us safe. I'm so appreciative, and the Boston community is so appreciative of their law enforcement. Any way we can give back and help raise a charity event for them, super happy to do that.
Nick Taziopoulos, the president and owner of Militia Hockey, founded the game in 2018 after the murders of Police Sergeant Michael Chesna and Vera Adams in Weymouth. Proceeds from the event go to an emergency fund for law enforcement families.
We're able to provide some type of support. It's never enough, but some type of support for those people and their families if anything were to happen. So I think for the officers, it's a little, you know, they kind of look around. They're like, wow, that could be me. So they're happy to participate in the game, but also spread the support.
Weymouth's Mighty Quinn Waters, a five-year-old battling cancer, dropped the opening puck. His mother, Tara Waters, is a Quincy police officer.
More meaningful today, it's the first day of Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And myself, being a police officer, the fact that they're raising some much-needed funds for the Braintree guys who were injured in line of duty means a lot to me.
In Braintree, Lenny Rowe, WATD News.